Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols back with you for another edition of Community Roundup. The year is almost done, but not until we say goodbye, and certainly not good riddance to Jeff Kreider, though he's going on some long trips again, and he's going to be doing some of those medical missions again with IMA Helps and then some. Jeff, great to have you back.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it.
You are also going to be burning some calories later in January in Cambodia. We'll get to that in a little bit because I know you wanted to cover a few other things with what IMA Helps is doing as we end this year and launch into 2020.
Great. Thank you, Gene. Yeah, this has been a pretty big year for IMA Helps. We just completed our third medical humanitarian mission in Luque, Paraguay, which is just outside the capital, Asunción. We treated nearly 7,000 patients, did close to 200 surgeries. Altogether, we provided about $6 million in free medical services to the people down there. We had a team of about 130 volunteers, about 30 of whom were from the Coachella Valley. And right now, we're gearing up for our next medical mission in July of 2020, which will be in Jamaica. There were actually several of us who traveled to Jamaica back in November to meet with the Ministry of Health and with hospital officials there, and we're getting things all set up for our mission, which will be from July 24th to 30th of 2020. And we'll be doing the same thing we typically do. We'll have a team of about 130 people. We'll provide a full range of medical services, surgeries. We have maxillofacial and plastic surgeons, orthopedic surgeons, general surgeons, OBGYN surgeons, and then we have a full selection of doctors from different medical specialties, internal medicine, pediatrics, and whatnot, who will be with us. And we basically are like a small hospital team. And we travel to these different parts of the world and try to help out people who need help. Unfortunately, access to healthcare is a challenge globally. And so we go and we try to make a difference, and we do. And it's just been the most amazing experience I've had going with the group to do this.
You've been doing this for years now and have included some of your family members too.
Yes, I've taken both of my kids with me on different medical missions. My daughter Isabella went with me in 2012 to Jinotega, Nicaragua. And my son Max, who is a little younger, has been with me on 5 medical missions, 2 to El Salvador and 3 to Paraguay. And he is committing to go with me to Jamaica next summer. And he is a student at Cal State Dominguez Hills right now. He's in his 3rd year. And he's basically working as like a runner, escorting patients to where they need to go. And he helps with security and whatnot. And it's been really an incredible experience for him just to see people all over the world and to be able to do good humanitarian work that's just positive for no other reason than just helping people.
And to empathize so that he understands at a young age that not everyone gets to live the lives that we live in the USA.
Yes, yes, very much so. It's been a wonderful education for him to get to know people from all over the world and to really see the similarities that we humans have no matter where we are. And so it's a great way to kind of bridge cultures and really to get an understanding of the human condition in general.
Some of the countries that you do this work in, Jeff, have facilities that you're able to use?
Yes. What we do is when we go to these countries, we work in a hospital. And so our surgeons will basically work in the operatories that are in the hospitals, and all of the medical attention that requires special equipment and whatnot, we do that in the hospital. And then some of the other triage work and screening we do outside the hospital, usually in big tents. And we'll get everybody organized that way, and we can process the patients and see who needs help. We'll see close to 800 patients a day, and people will often line up the night before to see us. And the reality is that there is just so much unmet healthcare need all over, wherever we go, that whenever we show up at the hospital, there's close to 1,000 people waiting to see us. And the other thing that's really interesting about this, and it can be emotional sometimes, is when we arrive at a hospital where we're doing a medical mission, people will applaud when we arrive. And it can be very emotional just to experience that and to see the gratitude that people have. They don't know who we are. They just know we're a group of Americans coming over to help them. And they're just so appreciative. It doesn't matter if we're in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Paraguay, Ecuador, Peru, Jamaica, it doesn't matter. People appreciate the help.
And you have to get some equipment down there because not all the equipment you need is on site at some of these places.
We will actually be shipping about 3 tons of supplies in the month of April for our mission. And we load up in Long Beach and then it goes by ship through the Panama Canal and then it goes where it needs to go. The shipment of supplies, medical supplies, will arrive in Jamaica before we arrive there. So we time this. We have to work backwards and time everything so that our supplies are there at the hospital before our team gets there. And then we have everything organized, color-coded in boxes, so we know where the dental equipment goes, where the surgical equipment goes, and we can organize everything once we get there. But what we need to do right now is basically fundraise because we have to pay for the supplies that we need during the mission. Donations can be made through imahelps.org. All of our volunteers pay for their own transportation. They pay for their hotels. And so everything that's contributed goes directly to purchasing the materials that we need to do the medical mission. Very small amount is used to host our website and to do accounting and whatnot for tax purposes. But the vast majority of everything that's donated goes directly to the cause. And since nobody at IMA Helps receives any kind of salary or compensation of any kind, I think we have a higher return on investment than most charities that do this kind of work. And next year, 2020, is pretty significant for us because it's going to be our 20th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And we've done some number crunching and have found that we have treated over 100,000 patients and done over 2,500 life-changing surgeries during the past 20 years. We've been in about 9 countries doing this kind of work. It's just really incredible. I'm starting my 13th year volunteering with the organization. I have no medical background, no professional medical background myself. I'm a former newspaper reporter, but I do go along as a Spanish language interpreter when we're in Spanish-speaking countries, and I handle the written communication between IMA Helps and foreign governments, and I do the media outreach for them as well, some photography and whatnot. It's just been an incredible experience. I told Inez Allen, the founder, my very first day volunteering with her in Latacunga, Ecuador, that she could count on me to do this forever because of all the miracles that I saw our volunteers do. I mean, we would have kids come in with cleft lips, with other kinds of deformities, and our surgeons would just take care of that for them. It was just an amazing thing to see.
How do people contribute to make the dream continue?
They can get on our website. That's probably the easiest thing to do, imahelps.org, and they can make a donation through the website. Our tax information is on the website as well for their tax purposes, tax records. The other thing I should point out is that Rotary is going to be having its peace conference in Ontario on January 17th and 18th. And Inez Allen, the founder of IMA Helps, is a finalist for a Rotary Hero Award. We'll find out more about that in January, but we just got notification yesterday that she's a finalist for that award, and that's in recognition of all of the volunteer work that she's done with IMA Helps for the past 20 years. So that's pretty neat. Excited about that.
You should be indeed, and very proud of her accomplishments and your work with her over all these years. But that's not the only thing you're doing with IMA Helps. You're also involved with Life Water International, and that brings us to quite a trek you have coming up.
Yes. Next month in January, I'm going to be leaving on the 15th, and I'm going to be volunteering with about a dozen other cyclists, bicycle riders from across the country. And we're going to be bicycling 220 miles from the ancient temple at Angkor Wat to the Gulf of Thailand. And the reason we're doing this is to raise money for Life Water International's water projects in remote areas of Cambodia. Cambodia is widely considered to be one of the 20 poorest countries in the world. Conditions are pretty horrific there from an economic standpoint, especially when you get out into the rural areas where there's very high levels of disease from waterborne illnesses and whatnot. And so Life Water is out there working in some of these communities. They're providing hygiene and sanitation education, and they're putting in new water wells with safe drinking water. So we're doing this bicycle ride to basically help raise funds for that effort. Life Water International does these kinds of projects in Cambodia as well as in Ethiopia and Uganda. And I actually went with my son Max 3 years ago. We did a climb up Mount Kilimanjaro as a fundraiser for Life Water's efforts in Ethiopia. And then we went to Ethiopia after the climb to see the project. So I know what they're doing is real and that they're making a difference, because I spoke to some of the people who live in these remote communities in Ethiopia who told me that they don't have nearly the levels of waterborne disease that they used to in their communities. They're learning how to keep their hands clean, keep their living environments clean, keep their water sources clean. Because once you have a clean water source and can keep your surroundings clean, then you don't get sick. And then if you're not sick, then the kids can go to school, parents can go to work, and you can start trying to lift yourself out of poverty. LifeWater's done a lot of research and found that there's a direct correlation between having poor sanitation and poor water supplies and poverty. So if you can attack the water supply and the sanitation issues, then you can start helping people achieve a better standard of living, even in some of the poorest regions of the world.
He's Jeff Kreider. He's with LifeWater International. He's doing this big 220-mile bicycle ride across Cambodia in the middle of January of 2020 over 7 days. So that's about 30, 32 miles or so per day. And then, of course, he's taking a trip to Jamaica in the summer of 2020 with IMA Helps to do another medical mission there. How do people help out LifeWater International or help out you? Or if they, let's say somebody's listening, they not only want to write out a check, but they say, you know what? I don't want to just live vicariously through Jeff Kreider. I might want to join Jeff and be part of this worldwide effort.
The thing to do would be to go to lifewater.org. They have information on their website about these trips. And if you have an interest in climbing Kilimanjaro with some fun people from LifeWater from around the country, they're planning another Kilimanjaro trek next summer as well. And they're hoping to make this an annual thing. So I think this will be their fourth climb up Kilimanjaro.
And we can tell folks that probably heading up to Kilimanjaro in the middle of summer might be a little bit cooler than summer in the desert.
Yes, that was the thing that was really nice. We did the hike in late June of 2016. And the weather was freezing.
Really?
Freezing. And we had some snow in the last couple of days.
What's the elevation?
19,341 feet at the top of Kilimanjaro. We had wind chills of minus 30 when we were on top. I think the still temperature was about zero. The winds were just howling. We had some people with Michigan with us who told us it was 30 below, because obviously somebody from Palm Springs or Palm Desert cannot tell what 30 below feels like.
Unless they're a snowbird from Michigan.
Right. So they're pretty amazing experiences, but that is something that I would encourage people to think about. Because you can always, you know, make a deposit to help out an organization, and then you can also participate. And when you participate, you get to see what they really do.
You always need volunteers for IMA Helps, especially people with medical experience?
Yes. On our website, we have a link that people can click on to fill out an application if they would like to volunteer with us. We're always looking for nurses, anesthesiologists in particular. It seems like we're always short anesthesiologists. Sometimes we need pharmacists, surgeons of various, you know, specialties.
Sure.
Cardiologists in particular we could use. And so really anyone who has an interest, they should get in touch with us, because even if they're not quite prepared to volunteer with us in 2020, maybe 2021 or 2022, the thing is to start talking to us, start planning to make a difference in the future. And really, you can change your life and really do some amazing things if you just give yourself an opportunity to do it. And I've been finding that, you know, it helps keep me in a positive mood and with positive spirits if I engage myself in a lot of these kinds of efforts, which is why I've been doing so much.
And you have done much. Once again, the website for LifeWater International and for IMA Helps, if our listeners are so inclined.
Yes, LifeWater is at lifewater.org, and IMA Helps is imahelps.org.
Easy enough. Jeff Kreider, many blessings on your travels in the new year. Thank you for all you've done already. It has been an incredible contribution for a person here in the Coachella Valley, and great success going forward with you. And hopefully a lot of what you've done is worn off to your kids, because they look like they're carrying the mantle right behind you.
I hope so. That's part of my intent. I joke with people that I take the kids on medical missions with me to make up for my shortcomings as a father. So there's a lot of pretty amazing people who go on these kinds of trips. And so if you're willing to go and travel to Timbuktu to help somebody else who needs help, you're probably going to be a pretty decent person. And that's what I found on these missions.
And we appreciate you for being one of those amazing people on the trips.
Thank you, Gene.
great to have you with us again. And of course, our show is always open to you anytime you want to reach out and let us know an update or whatever. And always great to have you here.
Thank you, Gene.
I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.